This hour of Phil Hendry is brought to you by Dynapep Micro Energy Shot.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Basically, they let my mother die on that plane.
No interest in helping you with your life.
We've got owners, most of whom are worth.
You know, Donald Trump.
My butt would be wrong.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch, and we go through the looking glass and take you places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. Welcome to our program tonight. We start off this evening with an interesting story about teachers and Facebook, and how one teacher is reacting or lashing back or lashing out, or how one teacher is getting back at students who are going on Facebook and talking about their teachers. Next hour, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on a topic we have not discussed at length on the program for a long time, and that is airline security. And our number here on the Phil Hendry Show is 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-7445. We're in high-definition video tonight, as we are every night on our website, philhendryshow.com. So if you want to watch a video cast of the show, high-D, as well as all kinds of effects and multi-camera, and, you know, all that jazz. We got Buddy Bear here. He's got his Dynapep, and Ted Bell, the Bear's got his Dynapep. And in a moment, I'm going to be getting on the line with my producer, Jason, and we're going to see if we can't figure out how to uncorrupt my computer, which is just reeking of virus after some fake program got in there when I was looking at a porn site. I mean, when I was...
I'll bet.
No. When I was looking at some important information. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-PHIL. Vernon Dozier, a longtime contributor of ours, he is a teacher at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. He's going to come on the line here in a moment and talk about this story. A story that involves him, and as a matter of fact, is involving more and more teachers across this country, and that is this notion of kids going online and using their Facebook accounts to badmouth teachers. Now, in Atherton, California, an eighth grade math teacher at Atherton Selby Lane School rattled a tape. Oh, wait, this is the wrong story. Sorry. Students in hot water for Facebook posts calling a teacher a pedophile. This is it. Vernon, good evening.
Good evening, Phil. How are you doing? It sounds like you're having about as difficult a day as I started to have today myself.
Well, all right, let's talk about this, because this is not your case. This is in Atlanta, Georgia.
No, I know, Phil, but just to clarify for your listeners, this happens quite a bit, and it happens to teachers all over the country. It's happened to me. It's happened to other very good teachers, and I think that we've got to face the facts that at some point teachers need to be protected from this sort of public humiliation, public slandering, and libeling and so forth.
All right, this is a 13-year-old girl who called her teacher a pedophile online, says her principal ordered her to log on to Facebook so she could read the offending post and ensuing responses by her friends. The investigation by Douglas County school officials resulted in the suspension of Alejandro Sosa and two other Chapel Hill Middle School students. They could face harsher penalties, including banishment to a school for children with behavior problems, when they go before a tribunal on March the 10th.
That's right.
Alejandro told the AJC in an interview that included her mother Thursday that she regrets what she posted. She said she is drafting an apology to her teacher, but she also said the school principal violated her privacy by taking her to a school library computer and ordering her to log on to her Facebook account. What do you got to say about that?
Oh, I think that is absolute rubbish. I think that a teacher in the middle of a school day asking a student to access something that could be potentially harmful to the learning environment of the school and the students there, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I will go you one better, Phil, and you know that we are dealing with a similar situation here at Belmar Academy, and I think we're dealing with it in a very unique way.
Well, now you have taken to your Facebook account yourself. Is that correct? And you have a Facebook account?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, most of the teachers have some kind of a Facebook account where you, will friend the students. And many of the posts, if not all the posts, have to do with the school. It has to do with, in some instances, it has to do with homework assignments. It has to do with extracurricular activities. A lot of it has to do with athletics.
Like the football games?
Yeah, like football games coming up, basketball games. And some of it has to do with the extracurriculars, such as we had our snowball, which is a semi-formal dance for our sophomores. We've got our junior and senior proms. And this kind of thing.
So tell me about your Facebook page, because what happened is that you were singled out by two students. Our number, by the way, 877-876-7445.
Okay. Well, the students are Mindy Christ and Taylor Landon. I think you know who they are.
Well, that information was not made available to us.
Well, they had posted. These are two female students of mine in my sciences class, junior chemistry class, who posted on their Facebook pages that I was a pervert because I had said something to one of them when we had, we do an annual review, myself and one of our teachers, Karen Cotter. This is an annual review of our female students, which we entitle Having Respect for Yourself. We call it Having Respect for Yourself. The review is nothing more than Karen and I, one of the advisors, will have the girls line up and walk across the front of the classroom and then back down the back of the class and then just stand at the back. And what they're doing is they're walking, and I guess you could say it's similar. It's not a fashion show, but it's a similar thing where they're walking and showing us how they're dressed. And Karen and myself will then tell the girls at the end of this what was right, what was wrong with their clothing, and that's what these girls are reacting to.
And so you tell me this again. So not don't tell me again.
What we do?
No. But what you do is, I understood what you said. You have the female students, juniors,
juniors and seniors,
and they walk in front of you and Karen Cotter, showing you their clothing.
That is correct. Yes.
And this is called having respect for yourself.
Yeah, we felt it was something good for the female students to take a look at what they're wearing, and what is the reaction they're going to get. And I had singled out two of these girls, and Karen did too. And there is by the way, Phil, a point where I leave the classroom. I don't leave, but I do turn my back so that Karen can have the girls also, which is very important, to the extent that they're able, show whatever kind of undergarment they're wearing. Because if they're at our school in thongs or some other kind of sex wear, it's absolutely unacceptable.
So, and you're in the classroom when these girls are showing her this?
Yes, I am. But as I said, I got my back turned, and then I'll turn around again. And Karen will sometimes look at me and say, "Okay, I want to see, because this skirt she's wearing may look suspect." So I'll turn my back. But the point that I wanted to make here, Phil, these girls called me a pervert on their Facebook page. They also called Karen Cotter some very disparaging things, which I will not go into because I'm a gentleman. But they called her some very disparaging things that have to do with, questioning her orientation. She's a married woman. She has two children herself. Her husband's a doctor. And these two girls go on Facebook and impugn one of the finest women I've ever met in education to this day, Karen Cotter,
Don't go into it if you feel embarrassed, you know.
I don't. But again, they called her a. They were questioning her orientation, meaning she doesn't like men.
I understand.
So so they put that about her. Then they wrote about me that I was a pervert. And
all right, now what are these girls calling you a pervert? Is this because you have this respect yourself sort of? I don't know what you call it. What do you call it?
It's a review. It's a review of the clothing they're wearing. And in Karen's case, she's going to see what the undergarments are that the girls are wearing. And it's a review of that. And it is also, Phil, and I'm very proud of this, it's a review of just attitude. Because I will say to the girls, as I said to Mindy and to Taylor, I said, look at the skirt you're wearing. And both girls had on very tight I guess, sort of not a mini skirt.
Were they well above the knee?
Yeah, it'd be pretty high above the knee. And I said, look at what you're wearing, and what do you think that's going to do to a man that looks at it? And they go on their Facebook page and call me a pervert and said that I smiled at them. Of course I smiled at them. Of course I did. These are students of mine. These are young people. I don't want to scare them. I don't want to do anything other than exert a positive influence on them.
All right. Now, you have a Facebook page.
Yes, sir.
What did you do?
Well, rather than make an issue with the school or with the parents, I went on my Facebook page. And I called them out. Now, I am an adult and I'm a teacher, so I'm going to do it in a way that I think that the kids can learn. And I told them on my Facebook page that I felt that these girls, you know, I said to them, you should be careful, what you wear. And I drew a caricature of some kind.
What was the caricature?
Well, it was a crude drawing. I'm not an artist, but I drew as best as I could, a picture of a girl in a tight dress. And this was probably the poor judgment on my part, but I drew an appendage, sort of reaching out to it. Now,
well, that to me sounds extremely childish.
No, but you have to speak in the language that the kids are speaking in, okay?
But let me just ask you a question here. And our number, 877-876-PHIL, we're going to take a break here in just a moment. I just want to ask you a question here, Vernon. You are trying to, you're going back and forth on a Facebook page with students.
That is correct.
One of the students, two of the students have called you a pervert, and you went back and posted you drew a picture of a girl in a tight dress and something crude.
It was bad judgment. I wouldn't call it crude. Look, what we're trying to teach them is that...
Did you get... I got a notice here. Did you have an arrow pointing to the girl and you wrote Mindy?
That is correct, yes.
And you wrote Taylor on another one?
Yeah, I did two of them, I think.
And you have a... I don't even want to say, but I...
You can say it if you want. I mean, it's... I drew it. I regret it. I don't think it was a big thing. Because understand, the bigger issue is why are they wearing that? That prompts me to go on my Facebook page and have to deal with it. You understand, they called me a pervert on their Facebook pages. So I had to go on my Facebook page and deal with it. And I had to deal with it the best way I knew how, which was to draw a sketch of what a girl looks like in a tight, skirt, and then draw a man's blank. And it's difficult to do.
To me, it sounds like bathroom graffiti.
No, sir, it is not. And you have to understand something.
Well, it does. I mean, if you go on Facebook, you're a teacher, and this is a student of yours, and she has violated some dress code, and you draw.
No, you don't understand. You got to slow it way down, Phil, because you're not a teacher. I am. You don't understand. We've got teachers out there that are being slandered by students on Facebook. I took to Facebook and defended myself. And I drew a picture of a girl in a tight dress, and I had an arrow that said, that's Taylor, and that one's Mindy, and this is what's going to happen, and I don't know.
So what was the, you're saying they're going to get raped?
No, I didn't say that. I said, that's what they do. That's what will happen.
On one of the male appendages, you wrote the word Mr. Dozier.
No, sir.
You wrote Mr. Dozier on one of them, is that right?
I said to those girls, Mr. Henry, you have to listen to what I'm saying.
No, but I'm going to listen to you, Vernon, and I want to hear. But on your Facebook page, you drew this caricature of these two girls in tight dresses, and you wrote Mr. Dozier. Now, I'm trying with all of my heart to understand how this is an adult response to two girls who you felt were dressed inappropriately.
I am fighting back for every teacher out there that gets disparaged on a Facebook page or on a MySpace page, sir. That's what I'm...
All right, hold the line here. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Do you think teachers ought to go on their own Facebook pages and retort or fire back at students who call them perverts? In this case, Vernon Dozier went on his Facebook page, drew a an obscene caricature of two of the girls, and he's on our show to explain it. He's also in trouble with the school board. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
On the line with me, Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy, Glendale, California. You know, the idea of students going on Facebook and disparaging teachers, well, this is a very, very well-known thing, and it's happened for a long time, and it's happened intermittently in schools across America. And it has also been a small thing and been a big thing. Now, what we have here, Mr. Dozier, is you and two female students doing battle on Facebook when, in point of fact, in my opinion, you should be doing this by way of administrative process. We do have people who are going who are on the line to talk to you, but I'll let you respond to that briefly, please.
You want me to respond to it briefly? All right, I'll respond to it briefly.
Well, we just have people who want to talk to you.
All right. I can go to one of the administrators, and I can throw myself on their mercy. I think is the term you want to use. And I don't do that. Vernon Dozier, I'm a longtime member of the faculty here. The football stadium is named after me. And one thing I do not have is a big ego. But when the football stadium is named after you, you don't go crying to Judy Cartwright, who is our headmaster. I don't go to Karen Cotter and say, "You got to help me."
She's not on the air.
I apologize, but you got to help me. I defended you when they called you what they did, and now they're. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm going to deal with it my way, and in dealing with it my way, that's to me that's the best way.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Dealing with it your way may be the best way, may not. I don't know, but it's definitely your way. Here's Tom in Boston on the Phil Hendry Show, listening on WTKK. Go ahead, Tom.
I'm a little bit confused about the dress code issue and teachers looking at girls' underwear. I'm a little confused with that, whether you think it's appropriate or not. I don't think it's any of your damn business whether what she's wearing for underwear. If you have a dress code,
if you send your daughter to school dressed as if she's going to the Playboy Mansion, what do you expect us to do? Are we supposed to just let that go? I don't think so.
If you have a dress code and her outer clothing violates your dress code, then you need to get the parent involved. Period.
That's a good question. So,
other than the fact that it doesn't agree with your dress code, that's a whole different issue. But if you have a teacher, faculty member, or anybody else at that school looking at my daughter's underwear, I'll tell you what, I'm going to come down here and start knocking their heads together.
Wait a second. You'd 90 million other guys say the same thing. But at the end of the day, sir, we have a school and we have an academic environment. And if Karen Cotter tells one of these girls, lift your dress up, I got to see what... this is a female, not a male. This is a female saying, let's take a look.
It doesn't matter who it is. It is none of your business what my daughter is wearing to school. All this is her clothing.
Let me ask you, then why do you send her to school dressed in clothing that prompts me to have to put a filthy drawing on Facebook? And
what? No, Vernon. No, come on, man. You put a crude drawing. Let's call it what it was. It was a man's penis, wasn't it?
Mr. Hendry, I am a teacher.
Wasn't that what that was, though?
I was telling the girls what they were doing wearing those skirts. That's what I was doing. And when Karen Cotter...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What is your dress code?
The dress code says that a young lady will wear clothing and young men that are appropriate to the academic... We're a private school. They will wear clothing that is appropriate to the academic environment, that is comfortable, and that is that is current and modern. We don't want them looking, you know, we don't want them to be embarrassed.
Well, is there anything in the dress code about underwear, tight skirts?
There is. In my dress code, there is. Let me put it that way.
In my dress code? You are one school. If you have a dress code at the school, you can do whatever you need to do with that dress code. But if it doesn't address your underwear, it is none of your business.
In my dress code, I look at the underwear.
Phil Hendry. 877-876-PHIL. Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Hey, watch our video cast tonight and every night. Go to philhendryshow.com. We're in high definition video, and watch us perform our show at philhendryshow.com. Vernon Dozier has joined us from Belmar Academy, a frequent contributor, but a part of a news story that's a national news story, Mr. Dozier, and that is the idea that students go on Facebook to disparage teachers. I want to get to our calls, but again, I want to give you an opportunity to explain what you said just before the break, that you make your own dress code. You know,
no, I didn't say that, Phil.
You sort of did. You said it violates my dress code.
But let me tell you what it meant, and I hope I explained myself. When they dedicated the football stadium to me, and this was after our 2005 season when we had won Division IV, and we had won the Delmonico League by two games, and it was a great moment for me, and they named the stadium after me. And in the many testimonials that I heard during that ensuing spring and summer, the word institution was used a lot. You're an institution. You're an institution. And I remember saying to Bob Vitale, who at that time was our headmaster, I said, you know, if you're an institution, you sort of make your own rules. He said, well, in a lot of ways you can. I said, well, I know that we've got a not much of a dress code here because it's a private school. It's a college prep school. I said, I want to start to, I don't like spaghetti straps. He said, done. I said, I want 2 inches and no more above the knee. He said, done. Now, how does that make me a pervert?
When you go on Facebook and draw pictures of the girls in their tight skirts with a penis.
That is not a crude, that is what you don't understand, Mr. Hendry.
When you're a teacher, you have to be elevated above the level of the student.
What you don't understand, and I'm not telling you how to do your job, so please don't tell me how to do mine. You have to give as good as you get. When they fire at me that I'm a quote-unquote queer, fairy, pervert, a guy that likes to dress up for his wife in panties, I'm going to fire right back with the same ammunition. Okay? You know, I mean, it's on. You know, we can go back all weekend. And I would log on and check my Facebook, messages and check their status. And one of them had a status that said, you know, something like, I've gone too far. And I said, okay, check this out. So
what you're doing is you're going back and forth with a couple of girls, children, two teenage girls, and you are engaging in some kind of a back and forth over the weekend on Facebook the way a teenage boy might.
That is exactly correct. It's not entirely correct because I'm an adult and I'm not thinking. It's not like a teenage boy who's angry because he wants to have to go to, you know, to go to bed with him. That's not what that is. It's me saying, okay, I'm going to get down in the dirt where you live. You want to live in the dirt? I can get right down into the dirt. I can get further into the dirt than you, and we'll go ahead and do that.
As opposed to just talking to the administration, all right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, Facebook. Boy, is it getting out of control in terms of high school students and teachers and people calling each other out publicly. Here is Denise in San Leandro, California, listening on KNEW. Go ahead, Denise.
You know what, Mr. Dozier, when you mentioned that you and the other teacher had the young girls raid up and then go sit in the back, I thought, okay, this sounds really strange. And then you turn your back to have the other teacher look to see what kind of underwear they have on. Okay,
that's what,
stranger still.
She's a female teacher.
Mr. Dozier, Mr. Dozier, I'm an instructor at a community college level, at a beauty college. And we have a lot of the girls that come dressed inappropriately. I had this happen last Saturday. An instructor, one of my colleagues, she came to me and said, I'll make up a name. Mary, her dress is too short. I'm like, yeah, I know. So when I got an opportunity, I pulled that student aside by herself and said, sweetheart, your skirt is too short. It's inappropriate. She apologized, yada, yada, yada. Okay, secondly, you're an instructor.
That's a college student. That is not a high school student, ma'am. A high school student you got to deal with a whole different way.
Okay,
you know, you
got to
get right down to the filth.
Okay, listen, Mr. Dozier. These students are high school students to their early 20s. And this young lady I'm talking about was about, I think she's like 19. But this is my point. Facebook.
You mean high school students to their early 20s? I thought you said it was a community college. Wait a minute. She said it was a community college, Ms. Hendry.
What kind of school is this? What kind of school is it, Denise?
It's a beauty college. It's a private beauty college. It's a private school.
Well, I thought you said it was a community college
curriculum.
No,
it's a community college.
Oh, I see. I got you. Okay.
But
it's
a privately owned beauty college. Now,
so you're going to a teenager and you're saying, you know, I can see your, did you tell her, I can see your bare rear end through this? Did you tell her that or not?
Hey, no.
I'm not even using
that kind of language because they're students. But this is my point. Facebook, teachers, and students, absolutely not. That there was no way as a teacher or a staff member, someone that has a football stadium named after him, that you should have went back at those students. That should have been handled with the administration, counselors, with the parents, with that student, not on Facebook, because you cannot be at the same level as students, because they're children, so to speak.
I
think there's a bigger problem. I think what happened is you got caught, okay?
I got a football stadium named after me, ma'am. Well,
I don't care if you have 10 football stadiums named after you.
Well,
standing in a room with your back turned while another teacher sees what kind of undergarments she has on, they have on, is inappropriate. And replying back to a student via Facebook, drawing a picture with an appendage pointing towards those young girls is inappropriate, and you should be on administrative leave and or fire.
That's exactly what I said to you, Vernon.
Again, the two of you can talk all you want, but I have been described as an institution
at
that school.
My children...
I've tried to hold back, but I'm going to go with both barrels on this. A beauty college? How do you know the people you're teaching are even literate? All they got to know how to do is put curlers in.
Okay.
All they got to know how to do is put someone's curlers in.
You know
very insulting. You didn't need to say that to that lady. She's an instructor, and so are you. What we're talking about is a dress code, and I appreciate very much your call, Denise. 877-876-PHIL. A dress code that you say you make yourself.
That woman never once, is she there? Where is she?
She's gone.
Well, she never once addressed the issue, which is Facebook, and how I got called out. I did not start this. They started that. I did not start it. I got called out on a Saturday morning. I was going online to look at some scores. There was some basketball going on. I want to look and see. I relax by watching sports on the weekend. I get called out on Facebook, and they tied my Saturday up till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it wasn't until about a quarter to 4 that I went ahead and posted these, and I can't even draw, so they were very crude. You couldn't even tell it was and so that was at the end of a long day of them calling me a douchebag and a fairy. And
well, what were you calling them?
I wasn't calling them anything. I mean, I was going back and saying that they were behaving like sluts. I didn't say they were sluts. And
well, you're going back and forth all afternoon. They're calling you a fairy and a douchebag, and you're calling them sluts, and you're the teacher.
That is exactly right, but I'm doing it as a teacher, not as a kid, and that's the difference.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy on Facebook, teachers and students. And in this case, Mr. Dozier went back at the students on his own Facebook page. Here is Tom in Mobile, Alabama, listening on WAVH. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, sir. Mr. Dozier needs to be relieved of his job. During this great recession, there's too many good teachers. Well, there's too many good teachers out there that need a job. And, sir, you should have never participated in debate with these students over the issue at hand. If you have a male or female student dressed improperly, just like I went to school in the 70s, you send that student to the office and have their parents pick them up so they can go home and get dressed properly.
Sure.
You don't,
sure,
you don't participate.
That's the traditional way of doing it. I don't do it traditionally. I try to find new ways to communicate with my students, which, as you know, as a former teacher, is part of our job.
Well, that'll be your undoing, sir, because even during the 70s when I went to school, you'll always have students talking about teachers, good and bad, but you cannot participate.
When you were in school, they didn't have Facebook, my friend. This is all over the world.
That's okay. They're calling me a fairy. But that's okay. You don't have to participate in hearsay from children. You just have to conduct yourself properly, and that way these children will never have ammunition against you. But when you get on the Internet and start drawing private male parts anatomy referring to these students, you've crossed the line, and you should be dismissed.
That guy didn't do anything that you don't see in a toilet stall.
Well, that's exactly the point.
No, that is not the point.
That is exactly the point. You were using a Facebook page as if it was a toilet stall, and you're drawing these pictures.
Both of you gentlemen are missing the point. This is an international. This kid, and I don't know if you saw the movie, but this Zuckerberg, you know, he's basically made it okay to call teachers fairies and weirdos, and it gets into parts of the world where they barely have, where they're still riding camels.
You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about what people say about you. That goes on no matter what form of media you're talking about, even in private conversations. If you conduct yourself properly, sir, you don't have to worry about what people say about you.
I conduct myself properly, okay?
No, you didn't. You're having some kind of a fashion show.
All right, now I resent that. What do you mean by fashion show?
Well, you said you line them up like it's a fashion show. I was using your words.
I said it was a runway style review. And when Connor said, I got to see, she used a phrase and this was her, not me. She said, let me see a little early morning dew. I turned around because I was very embarrassed. And
what does that mean?
It meant she said she wanted to see their underwear.
Well,
A little early morning dew.
This Marine has two nieces, and if you want a review of their underwear, you're going to have a big problem, sir. The underwear is
I'm not looking to get into it with you or the Marine Corps, for God's sake. I'm here to teach your kids, not to have the First Division of the Marines come
I'm just saying, sir, you should not have gone where you went with this.
Exactly.
And you should be dismissed because too many good people out there need teaching jobs. Thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir, for your call. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show. We are going to take a break.
Well, you know, but you let him have the last word because he's a Marine. Is that what you did?
No, sir. I, Mr. Dozier.
And, you know, I notice how it's Mr. Dozier now because at one time on your show, Phil, I was Vernon. And you let this guy have the last word. So I am left at the end. When you go to the part where we don't talk, your commercials, I am left at the end of each one of those segments with egg dripping off my face. And you're telling me that I am perverted. And you're telling me that I am sick.
I'm telling you you're inappropriate. I'm telling you that...
No, hold on. You're telling me I'm inappropriate and I'm perverted. But you're leaving me with my face dripping with egg, which... What does that look like? I'll give you two guesses.
Oh, yeah, grow up. 877... 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier from Belmore Academy on the line, and we're going to conclude here. You made a comment during the break, which I have to engage you on this. You said, because I had mentioned that, you know, we talked to or had a message from Hugh Hefner on Twitter.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What about that?
Hugh Hefner is one of the world's legendary pornographers, and you had, or someone in your staff, had a conversation with him on Twitter. And I am standing here defending myself against 16-year-old girls that called me a queer and called Karen Cotter, who's one of the finest women. I have to roll that around in your mind for a second. These are kids.
And you said that you would not bring...
I know what I said, but I'm fighting for my reputation now. These are young kids who called Karen Cotter, who is one of the greatest teachers I've ever met, and one of the finest women, skipping the scales and taking white pills. And that's a quote from one of those songs. Now, what they're basically saying is she's a lesbian that drives a truck and violates ICC standards. And, you know, to my way of thinking, some people may find that funny. I think that's insulting.
It may be insulting, but the point that we're trying to make here, that sounds bizarre to me. It may be insulting. The point we're trying to make here is that as a teacher, you have to rise above that. Here is Dee in Topeka, Kansas, listening on WIBW. Hello, Dee. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes. Hello. Well, I think
hello, ma'am.
One thing. Yes. Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
Can
how
you hear me?
How are you?
Fine.
I can
fine.
Hear you
thank
fine.
You.
This is Phil Dozier. How are you?
Fine. I think what we have to look at that hasn't been stated yet.
And how are you doing this evening?
Yes, I'm fine.
She's fine.
Can you hear me?
Okay. I can hear you very well. I just wanted to know how you were doing this evening. That's all.
She's fine.
Okay, I'm fine.
Okay, great.
I think what we need to look at that
can,
has not been spoken to. Yes, I think what we have to look at that has not been brought up yet is why the girls.
I
can't hear the lady.
If you could speak up a little bit, Dee, I apologize.
Okay. Yes, I think what we have to look at is why the girls posted on Facebook to begin with. And from what the conversation has been, it would seem as though the girls felt very violated. And by posting, they felt that that was the only way they could express themselves.
Well, when you say violated...
Violated.
Oh, violated in what sense? Are you trying to say that... are you trying to say
to
that
pray.
I...
What
school? The only thing I did was... I know what you said you did. I put my hand on their thigh to make sure it was 2 inches above, and no more than 2 inches above the knee. And I usually will cup the thigh or put my hand around the thigh.
Am I lisping to yourself?
No, I don't lisp. I don't lisp, if that's what you're asking me.
She's asking,
no.
Are you listening?
I am listening.
Are you listening to yourself?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, of course I am.
You've got two teachers that have, you have two teachers.
Of course I am.
That are, would you let me speak, please?
Would you let the lady finish, Vernon, because you are constantly butting in as she's trying to speak.
I said, of course I am, when she asked me, am I listening to myself? God.
You have two teachers that are having young women who are in the developing stages of their bodies, that they're very self-conscious, and you're having them parade in front of you and telling them what is wrong with them.
No, that's wrong. I'm saying what is
that's
wrong
what you...
with what they're no. I'm saying what is wrong with their what they're wearing. If they
that's
have
they can't
showing the, a big rear end, can I ask you a question? As a young girl, wouldn't you have rather known that you had a rear end that was way too big than just walk around in a pair of tight jeans and have everyone laughing?
And you didn't say anything about talking about their bodies.
I am not talking about their bodies, Mr. Henry.
You just got done saying they're wearing a something too tight with their, quote, big rear end.
I'm talking about their clothing. Yeah, it's too tight.
Well, I hope your school board is listening to this conversation tonight, because you're clear off, and you know it makes no difference if the football stadium is named after you or not. That has nothing to do with the way you are treating those young women. And I'll tell you, if I was a parent, you would not be treating my daughter that way.
Ma'am, I thought you would be fair because you sounded as if you would be a fair woman. But instead, you have said to me that I'm off the charts. Was that what you said, or off the? I forget what she said.
She's taking exception to a lot of what you've been saying. Okay. She's taking exception to a lot.
Well, she said that I was off the charts or off the scale or something that is indicative of mental illness. Now, didn't you say that, ma'am?
No, I didn't say anything about mental illness.
Well,
I said the way you were treating the women.
Right. And the way I'm treating the women, I'm off the charts. You said I was off. You said I was something about how you could hear outer space on my teeth.
Phil Hendry.
Lion old.